Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing your community contribution. The IELTS speaking test is a crucial component of the IELTS exam, and one common topic that often appears is describing a time when you contributed to a community project. This article will provide you with valuable insights and strategies to excel in this particular speaking task, helping you achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand what the examiner is looking for when they ask you to describe a time when you contributed to a community project. They want to assess your ability to speak fluently and coherently about a personal experience, use appropriate vocabulary related to community service and volunteering, demonstrate your ability to organize your thoughts and present them logically, show your capacity for reflection and analysis of the experience. Now let's break down the task into the three parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about community service and volunteering. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Do you think it's important for people to contribute to their community? Why or why not? Band 6-7 answer: Yes, I believe it's important. Contributing to the community helps make it a better place and can bring people together. Band 8-9 answer: Absolutely. I firmly believe that community contributions are vital for several reasons. Firstly, they foster a sense of belonging and social cohesion. Secondly, they address local issues more effectively than top-down approaches. Lastly, they provide individuals with a sense of purpose and fulfillment, which is invaluable for personal growth and well-being. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's an example related to community contribution. Cue card. Describe a time when you contributed to a community project. You should say what the project was, when and where it took place, who was involved. Explain how you felt about your contribution. Band 6-7, sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I participated in a community cleanup project. It took place last summer in my neighborhood park. The local council organized it, and many residents joined in. We spent a whole Saturday picking up litter, planting flowers, and repainting benches. I felt good about my contribution because I could see the immediate improvement in the park's appearance. It was tiring work, but it was rewarding to see how much we accomplished as a team. Band 8-9, sample answer. I'd like to describe my involvement in a community-driven initiative to establish a local food bank. This project commenced last autumn in my hometown, spearheaded by a coalition of local charities and supported by numerous volunteers, including myself. The primary objective was to address food insecurity in our area, which had been exacerbated by recent economic downturns. My role was multifaceted, encompassing everything from coordinating donation drives to organizing the logistics of food distribution. One of the most challenging aspects was setting up an efficient inventory system to track donations and ensure equitable distribution. The project culminated in the opening of a permanent food bank facility, which now serves hundreds of families weekly. Reflecting on my contribution, I feel a profound sense of accomplishment and civic pride. It was immensely gratifying to witness the tangible impact of our collective efforts on the community's well-being. Moreover, this experience heightened my awareness of social issues and reinforced my commitment to ongoing community engagement. Follow-up questions. What challenges did you face during the project? How do you think this project benefited the community? Band 6-7, sample answers. The main challenge was getting enough people to participate. We had to do a lot of advertising to get volunteers. I think it benefited the community by making the park nicer for everyone to use and bringing people together. Band 8-9, sample answers. The most significant challenge we encountered was navigating the complex logistics of food storage and distribution. We had to meticulously plan our inventory management system to ensure food safety and efficient allocation. Additionally, coordinating the schedules of numerous volunteers with varying availability posed a considerable challenge. However, these obstacles ultimately fostered our problem-solving skills and strengthened our teamwork. The project yielded multifaceted benefits for our community. Primarily, it addressed the immediate issue of food insecurity, providing a reliable source of nutrition for vulnerable families. Beyond this, it fostered a stronger sense of community solidarity and raised awareness about local social issues. Furthermore, the project served as a catalyst for other community initiatives, inspiring more residents to get involved in local causes. Ultimately, it transformed our community from a group of individuals into a more cohesive, supportive network. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: how do you think community service projects benefit both individuals and society as a whole? Band 6-7. Answer: community service projects are good for individuals because they can learn new skills and meet new people. For society, these projects help solve problems and make communities stronger. Band 8-9. Answer: community service projects offer a myriad of benefits to both individuals and society at large. For individuals, such endeavors provide invaluable opportunities for personal growth and skill development. They foster empathy, enhance leadership abilities, and often lead to a heightened sense of purpose and fulfillment. Moreover, these experiences can be instrumental in broadening one's perspective on social issues and cultivating a sense of civic responsibility. From a societal standpoint, the impact is equally significant. These projects often address critical needs that might otherwise go unmet due to limited government resources or bureaucratic constraints. They promote social cohesion by bringing diverse groups together for a common cause, thereby strengthening community bonds. Furthermore, successful community initiatives can serve as catalysts for broader social change, inspiring policy reforms and shifting public attitudes towards pressing issues. Ultimately, the symbiotic relationship between individual growth and societal progress through community service creates a virtuous cycle of civic engagement and social improvement. Question: do you think governments should make community service mandatory for all citizens? Why or why not? Band 6-7. Answer: I don't think it should be mandatory because forcing people might make them dislike it. It's better if people choose to help voluntarily. Band 8-9. Answer: the notion of mandatory community service is a complex and contentious issue that merits careful consideration. While the intention behind such a policy might be laudable, aiming to foster civic engagement and address societal needs, I believe that making it compulsory could potentially backfire. Firstly, the essence of community service lies in its voluntary nature. Mandating it might diminish the intrinsic motivation and genuine altruism that often drive such efforts. There's a risk of it becoming a perfunctory exercise rather than a meaningful engagement. Secondly, implementing and enforcing such a policy would be logistically challenging and potentially cost prohibitive. It would require significant administrative resources and might inadvertently create a bureaucratic burden. However, I do believe governments have a role to play in promoting and facilitating community service. This could involve incentivizing volunteer work through tax benefits or educational credits, integrating service learning into school curricula, or showcasing the impact of community initiatives to inspire participation. Ultimately, I think the most effective approach is to cultivate a culture of civic responsibility through education and positive reinforcement rather than compulsion. This way, we can nurture genuine engagement that is likely to be more impactful and sustainable in the long run. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases to incorporate. Civic engagement, civic noun, active participation in community affairs. Example: the food bank project increased civic engagement in our town. Grassroots initiative, cursor noun, a project or movement started and run by ordinary people. Example: our community cleanup was a successful grassroots initiative. To spearhead, verb, to lead or organize an activity. Example: I spearheaded the donation drive for the food bank. Social cohesion, sushen noun, the willingness of members of a society to cooperate with each other. Example: community projects often strengthen social cohesion. To galvanize, as verb, to shock or excite someone into taking action. Example, the success of our project galvanized other communities to start similar initiatives. Examiner's advice: to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing community contributions. Prepare diverse examples. Have several community project experiences ready to discuss, as this topic is common. Practice reflection. Work on articulating not just what you did, but how it affected you and the community. Develop your vocabulary. Familiarize yourself with terms related to community service, volunteering, and social issues. Structure your answers. Use clear organization in your responses, especially in Part 2's long turn. Engage with the abstract. In Part 3, practice discussing broader societal implications of community service. Remember, authenticity is key. While using sophisticated language is important, it should come naturally and be appropriate to the context. Regular practice and exposure to English will help you achieve this balance. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on describing a recent shift in your work or study routine and describing a situation when you had to work as part of a team. These resources will help you prepare for a variety of speaking topics and improve your overall performance. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.